Masechet Baba Kama Perek Tet Mishnah Vav. We learned in the last Mishnah that if somebody steals something and he swears that he didn't steal it and eventually it's found out that he did steal it, he has to add a chomesh penalty, 1/5 penalty, to the item and bring it to the owner, wherever the owner is, no matter how far away of a country he is, he has to bring it towards him, and then he has to bring a korban asham. We learn this after the pasuk where it says, La asher hu lo yiteninu beyom ashmato. Wherever he is, he has to bring it to him on the day that he is guilty. And we are going to elaborate on that din in this Mishnah. Mishnah says, Natan lo etakerin velo natan lo etahomesh. If after he made that swear that was false and he eventually confessed to the theft, he paid the principal back to the owner, the actual amount that he stole, but he never gave him the homesh, the extra fifth. Or mahalo al hakerin velo mahalo al homesh. Or the owner forgave him for the principal amount that he stole, but he did not forgive him for the 1/5 addition that he owes him. Mahalo al ze veal ze chutz mi pachot mishave piruta bakerin. Or if he forgave him from both, from the principal and for the keren, except for a peruta worth of the principal left. He said, small amount, I'm not forgiving you for. In all of these cases, eno sadich lelech aharav, the thief does not have to go all the way to the owner of the item that he stole. He doesn't have to go all the way to him to pay what remains. In all of these situations, the thief either has to pay only the homesh, the added penalty that he adds to the item, but not the principal, or a less than piruta worth of the principal. So therefore, in these situations, he would not be obligated to travel to a far-off land, because that obligation to travel to the far-off land is only where he has to pay him the principal amount, or at least a piruta worth of the principal, not less than a piruta worth of the principal, and not where he has to pay him the chomesh, the extra penalty. So therefore, he does not have to travel far in order to give him the money. Natan lo etahomesh velo natan lo etakeren. But if the opposite happened, let's say he paid the penalty fifth, but he did not pay the principal. Mahalo ala homesh velo mahalo ala keren. Or the owner forgave him for the 1/5, but he did not forgive him for the principal. Mahalo alze ve alze. Or he forgave him for both. Chutz mishave piruta bakeren, except for a shave piruta worth of the keren. Sarich lelech aharav. He has to go pursue him, find him, and give him the money. In all these cases, he owes at least a shave piruta of the principal or the full principal. So therefore, he has to go all the way to the owner to give it back to him. It doesn't matter how far he has to travel.